Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world.
Consider me a G-O-M-er. We the team, Christ be the king forever. They sell greed as need, but we know better. Tell the enemy that he can get an E forever. I know you got bills, dog, but we all got them. And that don't stop y'all from hitting the mall shopping. So you break the law to get what you can't afford. Cause the latest song says you're nothing unless y'all got it. That's what I call bondage, and I'm free from it. I mean, I need money, but I don't need money. Cause understand it when the famine hits and no one to sell they food and people to see they can't eat money.
I am a G-O-M-A, courtesy of G-O-B forever. It's
God over money.
And money over nothing. It only got the power that you give it when you love it.
It's just paper. Can't you see it's just a paper?
Tell me what you grind for. Little piece of paper that you live and you die for. Put your soul freedom and your life on the line for. But it's time to quit living life in the blindfold. They got you ready to murder your brethren for a dollar and it only costs them 4 cents to print. It's evident we need help, but the question is, will you serve a living God or a dead president? See, the value has never been the paper. The value is in the resource that you pay for. Cause if that same resource was made free to you, it'd literally destroy what cash means to you. So how you risk your life for a paper dollar when as long as you have a life, you can make a dollar? But all the money in the world can't make a life. Get your money, but keep God first and make it right.
I am a G-O-M-A, courtesy of G-O-B forever.
Money curse. Put God at the top and stop putting money first. Putting cash first. Got a bunch of us up in hearse. Leaving us with paper that won't cover up the hurt. Somebody listening now, blinded by the paper. And all that's running through their mind is how I'm a hater. The truth is, I ain't rich, but I'm not broke. And I done turned down deals you to hop on. If the money's really worth something and we print it, then how we in a deficit? Bet you never questioned it. How's $20 worth less than $100? They the exact same thing with different numbers on them. It's just a tool that they've been using to get control. That's why they put you in a cell if you print your own. But everything, including us, they get the clone. Knock it off, you funny money, and never get us thrown.
I am a G-O-M-A, courtesy of G-O-B forever. It's
God over money.
And money over nothing. It only got the power that you give it when you love it.
Try to poke holes in what I'm saying. But after you do that and recognize that what I'm saying is the truth, then the question is, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna change, homie? And don't let these cats gas y'all up, man. They on records talking about what they got that you ain't got, and what you ain't if you don't have this, homie. Telling you, don't let these cats tell you what successful is, dog. Real talk.
I'd rather be an outsider. You can
stressed if I'm underpaid or just overstressed if I'm cynical or just over this, cause I'm tired of trying to get over them, and it's over this, party's over. You probably couldn't tell we over here cause you hardly sober. Double shots to that ego, they laughing at us, yeah we know. Maybe at the bottom but we not forgotten the director's plot in that sequel. Till then we live on the outside and it might storm and we might die, but I'd rather go with my fist high standing outside of your inside.
I try my best to fit in,
yeah.
Looking for a suit to fit in,
oh, yeah.
Standing outside of your prison,
I try.
Trying to find ways I could get
no
in
more.
Now I realize that I'm free,
free.
And I realize that I'm
me.
And I found out that I'm not alone, cause there's plenty people like me. That's right, it's plenty people like me,
okay.
All love me despite me, and all unashamed and all unafraid to speak out for what we might see.
What's
I said there's plenty people like me,
like me.
All outsiders like me,
like me.
All unashamed and all unafraid to live out what they're supposed to be. I saw.
Gotta sacrifice who I am on the inside. I'd rather be an outsider. You can stay if you like. I see you on the other side. I wanna live a free life. I'd rather be an outsider.
I know what they asking for, I know what they asking for. But how you gon' cover charge me, my life is sold, and then turn around and ask for more. Time to go, plus the line is long. I'ma color the outside, but lines are drawn. If you wanna exclude me for being a true me, it's Gucci. I already found my home, homesick, homeless if I'm honest, cause my home is somewhere I ain't never been before. I'm a homeless, yeah, gift, even if it doesn't fit in the box that I plead these folks. Some of y'all gon' need these folks, I ain't tryna eat, I'm tryna feed these folks. Martin Mandela, yeah, we need these folks, we believe these folks, we can be these folks. Yeah,
but they want me to take it now. Tired of taking losses so they can call me a failure.
I failed at being you, but I'm winning at being me. I'm winning at being free, ain't no competition but me. See, I realize that I'm free, and I realize that I'm me. And I found out that I'm not alone, and it's plenty people like me. That said, it's plenty people like me,
like me.
All outsiders like me,
like me.
All unashamed and all unafraid to live out what they supposed to be outside.
Listening to Emerging Souls Radio. I am Queen Kenya.
And I'm Icy the Great.
And this is episode 23. The topic of today is the church
needs to tell the truth.
What do you want to say about that, Icy?
Oh, man, there's so much to say. The church has become habitual liars. They only tell the truth based on their experience. They only tell the truth, you know, just to, how can I say this? They only tell the truth. What's their truth? They don't tell the truth that we need to hear, you know. So it's like they give us a word of comfort, but not a word of conviction, not a word of strengthening the mind, not a word of trying to bring us up from where we are in our weak point. So they sell us a dream, but they don't, to keep us from reality.
Interesting. I know this perspective can be seen from a cultural perspective because each church organization or religious institution can be different according to the cultures of the people, whether it be Western or overseas foreign lands, church institutions. They can all be seen differently. But what I want to share is something that is kind of a universal thought in the theological perspective amongst ministers, evangelists, and pastors that's not often shared with the congregation. And that thought is that 85% of people are blind to the knowledge of themselves and God, while 10% of the people know the truth, but teach a lie for their personal gain. Seen as a part of the 10% are religious leaders that teach that God is an incorporeal being, hence the term the mystery of God. The 10% can also include the governments of the world that deceive and mislead the majority of the world through most of available media outlets. The remaining 5% are the poor righteous teachers, those who do not subscribe to the teachings of the 10%, as they know and teach that God is the Asiatic black man. These are the beliefs of the 5%ers that is often interpreted to be true. The beliefs of the 5%ers, if you've never heard of the 5%ers, look them up, study their history a little bit, but there are a group or percentage of people that believe that what I've just said is spoken to be true, and often it's reflected in statistics that it is true. So today I want to ask you a question. What group or percentage of the people are you in? So often religious groups speak to the people without considering the community, its events, or what's happening from day to day. Is it only for the gain of the church that the ministries reach out to the congregation? What would Jesus do in this day and age? It seems as though the route of Jesus is very far from today's church, very far from today's church. What do you think about that, IC?
What do I think about that? I just feel like, you know, Jesus is he's made to seem to look like this type of person that just go killing people, who's or stripping people, or you know, punishing people that's not doing right. But he sat with the people that wasn't doing right. You know, he was around the people that wasn't doing right. We all know about Judas the Iscariot, right? You know, he was around him, knowing what he was, knowing what his mission was to deceive. You know, so I just don't understand why we put ourselves in the religious category and believe what man is telling us, but we don't seek God to hear what God is telling us. We get caught up in this religious institute. We get caught up in this religious mindset. We get caught up in prosperity prophecies. We get caught up in all this stuff, but we don't get caught up in God. And the church won't tell you this because they want to be exalted. The man or woman of God that, you know, see you doing this, they don't stop you or rebuke you because they want to be exalted. And God does not get the glory like that. So now you're in a fix where you think you're being told the truth, but you're just being pacified with a lie.
Interesting, to say the least. I do believe that the focus of the church today should be on deliverance, on souls being saved, not how many people can be blessed with a car, not how many people can be blessed with riches or wealth, but what are we speaking to the soul of man? What are we speaking to the spirit of man to encourage him to have a greater relationship with the Creator? I believe that the church's agenda, above all, has lost its way, that the focus is no longer upon the things of God, but it's being conformed to the ways of the world. When the Bible says, be ye transformed and not be a part of this world. So I hold the body of Christ accountable, not just the church institution or the religious institution itself, because the church is the people. The church is the body of Christ. The church are the ministers, the evangelists, the pastors, the prophets,
oh, yeah,
the congregants, the church are we. We are the church.
Oh, yes.
These organizations or idea of organizations and religious institutions that men form are not the church. The church is the body of Christ, which consists of having a relationship and fellowship with God.
Yeah.
That fellowship should be among the brethren, and the relationship should be with the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God himself. Somewhere along the way, the church has lost its way, and now it's time for us to tell the truth and find our way back home.
And this is why you have two people who love the Lord, who will tell you the truth. We're not always correct, and we're not always right. But what we do is we have relationship to understand that God is a forgiving God. Many times people try to hit you with, God is going to do this. And it's true. God's wrath is going to pour out on America, and it's true. And he's going to start right at the church. Why is he going to start at the church? Because he has called men and women of God to set up a building for him where people could go fellowship and worship. And what have they turned into? They have turned the church into a place of entertainment. I call the church a comedy show with a few serious moments. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what it has become. It has not become a place of worship where God could dwell. When people say angels are in their church, are they? When people say the Holy Spirit is there and the glory fell, did it really? See, this is stuff that we don't question. We're afraid to question the pastor because we feel like we put him in God's position where we can't question him, where we can't ask questions because they'd be like, who do you think you are? If you don't want to be here, then leave the church. And that's not the act of love, and that's not how God works. Even when you're praying and you don't know something, God wants you to ask questions.
True indeed. So many of us have taken our eyes off of God and put our eyes on the men and women of God. We are to glorify God and not the gift that God has given.
Amen.
Men and women of God are gifts unto the world. The gifts that are within them are the gifts unto the world, where they have gifts to profess the word, speak the word, and also be able to see some things that the average person may not be able to see because they've been given a greater gift of insight of God. But we are not to idolize or worship that man or woman of God. We are to glorify God in all things and thank God for the gift of God that is within them.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
So we're not supposed to idolize, and we're not supposed to look at the gift, right? So do you think that people have become lovers of themselves, that they use the gift for their own benefit, that when they benefit from the gift, it's them getting the money from the less fortunate, and they tell people that, give me $1,000, and that might be that person who lasts $1,000. But they have seen for real that if the person lasts $1,000, they tell them they're going to get $6,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 in 6 months. What happens when they don't get it in that 6 months?
I believe that the gospel has been misconstrued, has been misrepresented, and is being abused and misused. I do not feel that for all of the gospel and all of those who are a part of it, all of those who are evangelists, ministers, prophets, apostles, bishops, what have you. That's not to say that everyone is a bad representation of God. That's not so. But some of us who have been called and who have been chosen, the elite of God's chosen, we are allowing things to happen within the realm of church that should not be. And those who are doing such things, they are not called by God. If they were, they are no longer, if they're operating in that realm, because that is a demonic realm. And for them to be called by God and still operating in that realm, God has allowed his anointing to be taken from them.
They're operating on fumes.
They are operating on something else other than the power of God.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the people in the congregants, they aren't in a position to have eyes to see.
Yes.
Because they may not have be grown in their spirit enough to know the difference. I pray for greater wisdom. I pray for greater discernment for the people of God to be able to know when and whom you're interacting with, if the man of God or if the woman of God that is portrayed as such before you is truly that. I pray that the real men and women of God will take a stand and rise up and tell the truth to the people and let them no longer receive itching ear messages and be sugar-coated with prosperity and grace blessings and messages. It's time for us to speak to the souls and the spirit of mankind so that they can be delivered and that they can go forth and profess the gospel unto other people who need to be saved. Right now, we're going to go into two tracks. One is called Invaders by KRS-One, and the other is a spoken word piece by Jackie Hill, entitled Jigaboo. We want you to listen to these tracks very carefully with attentive ears and let your inner man, let your inner man really hear what they are saying.
What the Spirit is saying unto the church.
True indeed. So if we don't get a chance to come back to you, do know we are blessed. You are blessed. And we thank you for joining us today on the episode 23 entitled The Church Needs to Tell the Truth.
Aquí no hay frontera. Esta tierra, lo que nombraron los Estados Unidos, detiene la sangre de nuestra raza. Somos una gente ancestra con un futuro brillante. ¡Que viva México!
How then can they talk about some border when they are the invaders? And how then can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor? America existed before Columbus. 30,000 years ago, we were here in Mexico. Where's all my Mexicans at? Cock your rifle, let it blow. Blow, 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 blow. All invaders gotta go. This one's for my people, my Mexicano people. The whole earth is yours and no human is illegal. Come across the border, every woman and man. The U.S. is the alien. Mexico, this is your land. How then can they talk about some border when they are the invaders? And how then can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor? We see the same men living out like cavemen, coming out the cave and them trying to enslave men. How can we obey them? It's better we betray them. Rise up like the Reverend Nat Turner and slay them. Mexican people, get your education. Tell your little children that this is their nation. You own California, you own Arizona, you own San Diego and Texas alone, stop. So how then can they talk about some border when they are the invaders? And how then can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor? Take a look at Mexico, then look at New Mexico. What is a New Mexico if there is a Mexico? All of America, they used to call a Mexum. Immigration laws are a fraud and we reject them. We are the all-mac, Toltec, pyramid builder, astronomer, philosopher, and healer. Mexican people, rise up right now and realize this is your land now. Sing! How then can they talk about some border when they are the invaders? And how then can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor?
I sing again!
How then can they talk about some border when you are the invaders? And how then can you reform immigration when you invaded your neighbor? Get out!
Turn to your neighbor and tell him to listen to this phone. Turn to your other neighbor and tell him to listen to this poem. What has happened to us, church? Why do we do what every person that stands behind the mic says without investigating the fruit first? The truth hurts, but I'm here to slice you up with a sword, mangle into poetic words so that we can start being real Christians again instead of jigaboos. Yeah, I said it. Jigaboos. People with a holy facade like a white face painted over their Negro-colored heart, sitting in the back of their busted inside tap, dancing, shouting, and singing for human praises like our ancestors who did it for quarters, nickels, and dimes. You are still enslaved, church. Instead of getting excited about the glory of God, we'd rather be entertained like human iPods touched by everything that makes love to our five senses. If it looks, smells, tastes, feels, sounds right, it must be right, just right, wrong. Just because you feel tingly on the inside with someone is singing or speaking just like your heart is bleeding, pop rocks doesn't mean that they're anointed. It just means that you're emotionally inclined to base reality on how you feel instead of the truth. When you go to the grocery store and pick up a piece of fruit, you examine it to see if it's rotten, right? You smell it, turn it around in your hands, press your fingers against its skin to see if it's ripe. But even though we are called to do the same thing that every person that stands behind a mic and claims to speak on behalf of God, we don't. Because of our need to be entertained, instead of the need for our flesh to be beaten up and maimed, we continue to sit back and eat rotten fruit. When will we stop buying preachers that are expired? But if you don't study to show yourself approved, it makes perfect sense for you to approve of any and every fool that preaches heresy, sprinkled with a little truth. Because sound teaching doesn't seem to matter anymore as long as he can preach good, right? Hand gripping the mic, screaming into the crowd, breathing all hard in between every word, like he's having a heart attack. Organists and drummers already in position to play the soundtrack to this spectacle that we want to call worship. But even Apostle Paul said that his preaching was plain and void of clever and persuasive words, so the listener's faith would not be based on human wisdom, but in the power of God. What is happening to us, church? There are preachers and prophets in the pulpits profiting off prophecies that profit me. Nothing. No correction, no rebuke, no call to repentance, just a new house, a new call, more blessings, and even more reasons not to submit, and you wonder why your ears can't stop itching. Because your body has been infected with sin, and Jesus Christ is your prescription. But instead of you cleaning out the old man residue with Q-tips, covered in conviction, producing repentance, you rather hide behind your old Negro spiritual worship songs because you can't stand the master's whippings. These men have pasted cotton balls over their gray fur to fool the masses. Matter of fact, some of them are your pastors. You think they are sheep, and inside they are ravenous wolves with evil eyes, skinning the faith of the saints with their teeth. Don't blame the wolf for biting its prey, little Red Riding Hoods. You're the one that lets your discernment cease. I hear more about me being the head and not the tail, being above and not beneath, than I know about the exegesis of Jesus. These preachers are feeding us Dr. Phil's sermons disguised as truth, Oprah Winfrey philosophies. How many of you actually believe you could speak things into existence? Yet when I search the scriptures, I see that that was a power that belonged to God and God alone. They say, I speak cause. You say, I receive. They say, I speak healing. You say, I receive. God says, die to yourself. Silence. It's crazy how the highest praise is only sent up when our flesh is getting pleased. What happened to our flesh getting weak? What happened to us sincerely falling to our knees and asking the Lord to show us the parts of us that make him want to heave? But we'd rather throw up our hands and puke out unknown tongues without an interpreter to even tell us what spiritual door the tongues broke through from. I'm done holding my tongue. I'm sick of biting my lip. No wonder unbelievers can't see the truth like Stevie staring at the results of a lie detector test. Because without order and the church, the blind stay bound and confused. And as long as the body of Christ continues to live like walking flashbacks of Amistad and Roots, those with spiritual blindfolds choking the death out of their souls will never be able to see God, because the one being exalted is you. But my God, when I be mocked again for you, you became a slave for you, beaten and maimed for you, whipped at least 41 times with lead tips ripping into the back of the creator of skin. His holiness colored with your sin, and they drink from the water fountain of God's wrath that has tasted as hateful as a cup full of Jim Crow. And until you die on a cross for all of mankind, no human being on planet Earth will ever understand true segregation like the Son experienced when he felt forsaken. Christ died so you could be a new creation. So loose yourself from that noose saturated in religion. Are you listening? You are unknowingly dangling from the tree of the Pharisees, but even the Pharisees saw that going backwards and forwards like a seesaw would only give more room for God's light to expose their hearts. So choose which side you will be on, because no one can serve two masters. In 1865, the 13th Amendment proclaimed that slavery shall no longer exist in the United States. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the death, abolished our spiritual shackles and chains, but too many of us have gotten comfortable with our religious traditions and superstitions that we remain enslaved while still proclaiming that we are free. Many of you don't even realize your jigaboos. People with a Christian personality oblivious to your slave mentality. Even Harriet Tubman was quoted in saying, I freed 1,000 slaves and I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. So, instead of tap dancing and shouting to the beat of your own drum, get on your knees, put your face to the ground where all you can see, hear, taste, and smell is repentance and belief. And all you can feel is the Spirit of God, million man, marching you into an underground railroad, not filled with those that have been trained, but those of us who are willing to discard our religious chains and trade in our quarters, nickels, and dimes for true change, because our Savior is here and he has came to set the captives free.